This is a waived parole hearing for Eric McGeary, ABC number 33417. Board members participating in this hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead on this hearing. Mr. McGeary became eligible for parole on October 22, 1982. His hearing today is for general parole 412A, home arrest, or absolute discharge. Mr. McGeary is 69 years old, serving 25 years to life for the crime of rape, which occurred on June 21st, 1974. He was convicted by a plea agreement, and in that plea agreement, an assault and kidnapping charges were dismissed. He was sentenced on October 29th, 1974. He appealed his conviction, but it was affirmed on September 9th, 1975. And Mr. McGeary has a discipline history in prison that includes 9 majors. His last discipline was in 2012, April 17th, and it involved a prison contraband, and that was a major. I would also note that he has also been involved in prison politics, as we discuss it, which would be organized activity within the prison. This is approximately his 80th hearing before the board. He was granted 412A in 1989 on February 6th, but that was revoked on November 17th, 1989. Other hearings, he was either denied or he refused to appear. He has 2 letters in the file from his wife, both opposing parole for Mr. McGeary. We also have at least 1 letter on file from the county attorney dated November 8th, 2017. And we also have a county attorney representative, Mark Stanley, on the phone with us today as part of this hearing. And Mr. Stanley will give you an opportunity to testify in just a moment. Mr. McGeary has completed some programming in prison. He's completed Design for Living, some sex offender treatment, conflict resolution, custodial program, which is a vocational program, substance abuse education, and he also participates in Alcoholics Anonymous. We have no release plan for Mr. McGeary, as he waived and chose not to participate. This crime involved a serious beating and rape of a woman he had met in a bar, and there are numerous photos attached within the file of the woman's condition after the beating, and her injuries are extremely serious. At this time, I would like to offer Mr. Stanley the opportunity to provide any input he'd like to provide in this hearing. Mr. Stanley?
Thank you. And on behalf of the Coconino County Attorney's Office, we do appreciate being allowed to take part in this hearing. We do oppose any type of release for Mr. McGeary. I know the victim has opposed his release in the past. We are concerned, given the violent nature and the horrific injuries that the victim suffered, that if there is no plan that he has for when he's released, what he would do, we're concerned, given the nature of the offense, and the major violations that he's had in prison. I know that the last one was several years ago, but it still shows that over the course of 2 decades in prison, he's committed several major violations, and we're concerned upon his release that he would be a risk to our community. So we are opposing his release, and that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stanley. We appreciate your participating in the hearing, too. I am going to offer fellow board members an opportunity at this time to make any comments or input or that they have, and I see no input from fellow board members. Based on the information then that we've been provided and information from Mr. Stanley, I am going to make a motion to deny 412A/411, which is absolute discharge or home arrest for Mr. McGeary. Because of the date of the crime, there's no mechanism to set this off for a year, so Mr. McGeary will be heard again in approximately 6 months. But my motion is to make those denials at this time.
Agreed.
Okay, and seconded by Mr. Neal? Okay, so motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Quinones. No set-off. Reasons for denial will say serious and violent offense. Serious and deviant offense, as Ms. The victim's body was mutilated and she was seriously beaten. Trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, I'm going to say victim harassment. Poor institutional behavior, lack of programming, poor release plan, no release plan, and no family or community support system. Is there anything else that fellow board members would add to that? Okay, seeing no input, this concludes the hearing for Mr. McGeary. And thank you, Mr. Stanley, again for participating today.
Thank you.